I'm going to show you a picture of a little model sailing boat. And as you can see, there's a girl putting it into the water. Now, I was told a story when I was about the age of that little girl, just about, it was a boy with a model sailing boat. But I guess if I'd been a girl, it would have been a girl with a model sailing boat. And she had made it. He had made it. He had painted the side all red and blue. You can see some of the paint has been scraped off this one. And she'd taken it out to sail on this lake. And the boat had gone ever so well for a moment. And then it had disappeared. And she couldn't see it anymore. And she couldn't reach it. And she was desperately sad. She was heartbroken, in fact, because this had been the boat on which she'd lavished all her care and attention. And so she went home, cried a bit, until one day she was going past a pawn shop in town. Now, there still are pawn shops in town, I know. You know what it is, or maybe you don't, so I explain. It's a place where you go and you put things, where you can either buy them back later, or they can be sold on after a certain amount of time. There's one at in Frederick Street in Edinburgh. And there in the window, she saw her little boat. It was unmistakably hers. She recognized every line of it because somebody had found it and they'd taken it along to the pawn shop. So she went in and inquired about it, and she found out that it was now safe for her to redeem it, to buy it back for herself. And so she went home and she saved up the money exactly that was needed to buy back the boat. And when she had it in her hands once again, she said, "Little boat, you're twice mine. I made you. And I've bought you back." Now, this is a picture of what God does for us in Jesus. We're all in one sense made by God. We're all the product of his care. But we've got lost. We followed our own way rather than God's way. But God loves us so much that he sent his only Son to die for our sins, the very sins which have separated us from him, and to redeem us, to buy us back. That's one of the pictures of what Jesus did on the cross, which is used in the New Testament. You think of someone in misery, in slavery, and then someone steps in the slave market and they buy them back. In our call to worship, we said the words, "We know what was paid to redeem us, to set us free. It was not something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold. We weren't bought back with money. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who is like a lamb without defect or flaw." I wonder if you are conscious now of what price was paid to set you free.